Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
It's no secret that housing and failure to deliver enough of them is one of the most pressing issues facing the economy. The arrival also of AI and its importance to the knowledge-based economy like Ireland are also in the top five priorities included in PwC's pre-budget submission, including the simplification of the overall tax system. But are there any easy political solutions to these issues? Pádraig Burke is the tax leader with PwC here in Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Pádraig.
Morning, Joe. Thanks
for
having me.
There are no low-hanging fruit when it comes to building more homes. What are you suggesting?
I think, first of all, that's the obvious thing. There is no low-hanging fruit. There is no one simple solution. To our mind, the main issue is getting the supply out there. There's hard costs associated with construction and soft costs. Overall, the cost is too high. We need to change that. And the easiest thing to do is change the soft costs. And tax comes into the soft costs. So, for example, VAT on, you mean, the new builds of residential houses being sold to first-time buyers, the rate should be reduced down to 0%.
What is it at the moment?
13.5%.
Right.
Reduce that down to 0% for new residential developments sold to first-time buyers.
And is there not a risk, Pádraig, sorry for interrupting, that the builder will swallow that 13% and not pass on that tax change to the end buyer?
I think where we've looked at similar type of leases in the past, they have passed on them. You mean the demand is out there, the cost is there. I don't believe they will soak up the benefits, to be honest with you. There is a certain price that people are willing to pay for houses. And at present, we just can't hit that price point. So I think this will help do it.
In terms of tax incentives for builders, what would you suggest there?
Well, I think there's a couple of things they could do. There's a couple of leases already there. Well, one in relation to stamp duty residential rebate scheme. There's a scheme there in place which helps rebate stamp duty when the developer buys property that's going to be further developed. The relief is out at the end of the year. That relief should be extended. And also, actually, conditions should be reduced a little. So, for example, you have to develop the site within 30 months. Now, with planning delays, etc., 30 months is too short.
Yeah.
We should also actually extend it to other parts of housing developments.
Just 4 years, 5 years?
I think something like 5 years, I would have thought, should help. Because, planning delays are there.
And judicial reviews and all that stuff.
Exactly. It can take time. And secondly, as well, stamp duty, and I've obviously touched on the VAT, there's a residential zone land tax, okay? And there's a lot of
housing. Which I was discussing within the papers.
Exactly, yeah. And you mean the take this year was 40 million. You say 40 million is not a lot of money. But it's used by a lot of housing authorities where they do forward funding agreements, sell land undeveloped to a developer who then goes and develops it. There's a clawback scheme, but if you actually sell undeveloped land, you can't get that clawback. We believe in those instances we should extend the relief that's there already to ensure that those type of instances, so far, housing authorities use it for affordable housing, they actually don't get caught with this clawback.
No.
Again, helps with the costing of the housing.
There has been a dip in the number of applications for construction companies to start building houses. And there is a rumour out there that is because they think major changes are coming in the budget. The budget is only a few months ago. This is a pre-budget submission. Have you heard those rumours that there will be some sort of Section 23 or some sort of tax incentive for construction companies to get building?
It wouldn't be the budget season and certainly wrap up without at least 150 rumours being out there. And yes, that's one of them there already, but some sort of Section 20 relief, 23 relief. We're not calling for such an approach. We think a couple of different phase things that we spoke about
it
there.
It did lead to a surge in house building in the 90s.
It did, but it has a probably got a tainted reputation at this stage in what it, you mean the release that people got, etc. So it's from a political perspective, I wonder, will they be willing to take that risk again in relation to what the opposition would say?
Yeah, indeed. And now you're also suggesting some sort of simplification of the tax system. That'd be easy.
Yeah. Simplification could be looked at from two instances, internationally and domestically. Just domestically for a second. A corporate tax return, Form CT1, needs to be filled by every company. Whether you have 1 million in revenue, 10 million in revenue, or 10 billion in revenue, the same return needs to be filled in. You say, that's okay. The return has risen from 22 to 62 pages in the last 14 years.
Yeah.
So if you're a small business, you have to fill in 62 pages. You have to get someone to fill in 62 pages for you. 80, 90% of that would be irrelevant to you, but you still need to finish it.
Yeah.
So I think we should make that easy.
Could you make it a one-pager for companies?
You could make it three or four pages.
Yeah.
Very simple to do. Another research and development, we get a 30% credit there. For small businesses, the same again, the same detailed information needs to be given as a big business. And often the cost of doing that is bigger than the actual claim you're getting. Should make it easier for them to do that. So, you mean, there's many different areas. Employer reporting requirements need to be done once a month. If you're a small business, find the benefits you give to people. Find to report that once a month. Why isn't it once a year? There's loads of simple things we could do.
So huge exemptions for small or medium-sized companies is what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then on the international front, when you're looking at investment from abroad, you are competing with other jurisdictions. So we've interest deductibility rules in Ireland, extremely complicated. Potentially great for a business like us because for some of the claim deduction it's very, very complicated. But it's just way too complicated when you consider ourselves in other jurisdictions, against other jurisdictions. We've brought in a participation exemption for dividends, which means dividends paid to an Irish company are now exempt provided you meet certain conditions. A load of other countries have it, but our conditions are extremely onerous. The relief was only brought in last year, has to be welcomed. But we need to see some changes to that because when companies are looking to move into Ireland, they actually look at how competitive, how simple it is to do business. And tax and the tax rules here are extremely complicated.
In terms of those kind of tax simplification, there is a risk, of course, that the entrepreneur or the business will benefit, but the end user may not.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, you're talking about, well, I think firstly, if you say in private business, we need businesses to survive, we need them to grow, and the costs of doing business are too much at present. So we're trying to make it easier for people to do business, people to set up business and actually to create jobs. So that's one thing, right? And I think by that very nature, the companies exist, jobs exist, and people earn income. One of the other things is that we talked about is we think the CGT rate for private business should be reduced from 33% to 20% to
just again, the capital gains tax rate.
Yeah, because
it's quite high in Ireland.
It is absolutely, and I mean there's been studies done in the past that the lower the tax rate, the higher the yield will be for because people are more inclined to sell. They look at a return they want to make after tax, and if the tax rate is too high, then they feel they keep needing to hold on to the business. Okay, we encourage people to actually sell, and in some cases pass on businesses to the next generation. So that will help it and encourage people to carry on business in Ireland and not have somebody come in from abroad and buy every business that we have here.
You're also looking at diversifying the tax policy to attract AI.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I think if you look at the Irish tax policy and the approach we've taken in the last number of years, very successful. We've, you know, a lot of tech companies in here, a lot of pharma companies. We think we need to get to the next stage of our development, right? And this, we've probably outlined three areas. One is AI, a key area, but a lot of heavy investment. So we're encouraging the government to bring in a relief which will give you an upfront tax deduction for the heavy investment cost in AI. Secondly, I touched on R&D tax credit already, but it's for manufacturing companies. It's been very successful. But could we bring something in for consumer brands? So actually encourage them to set up their brand and marketing here and get a tax deduction, a refundable tax credit, sorry, of up to 30% in relation to that. Very, very positive area.
So lots to chew on.
Absolutely.
There ahead of the budget, which is a few months away. Thanks for coming in, Porrick.
Thanks for having me.
Porrick Burke, tax leader with PwC in Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.